The new My 96.1 with My Mornings with Rachel and Will. And
on the line, Grammy Award winning, the soul man himself, Mark Cohen. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. It's so great to be able to talk to you.
Thank you.
So, Mark, 25 years ago, Walking in Memphis came out, and honestly, one of my favorite songs. Really, your first album, and I'm not just feeding you a bunch of lines here, changed my life.
Oh, thank you, man. That's exactly what a songwriter wants to hear.
Really has. And it was a rough patch for me. I was just getting started in radio. Actually, how I discovered your album, I was working for a guy doing wedding DJing. And I would always play your album front to back. And he fired me, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm just gonna take this album then. That's my parting gift.
He liked you so much, he was willing to steal for you, Mark.
Right, yeah. And then I got my first job a little north of here in Tawas, Michigan. And the drive back and forth was so long. I honestly, one of the only albums I can listen to front and back every single song and sing along to. It's great.
That's so great, man. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
So where did Walking in Memphis come from? Was it just a random trip to Memphis, or where was that inspiration for that song?
Yeah, pretty much. It was. It was a random trip I took in about 1985 or 1986 in the summer. I went looking for inspiration because that place just made so much incredible music. So many of my favorite artists were either born there or became famous there or recorded there. And I just thought, I want to go soak in the vibe and the mojo of that place. It's got to be special. And, you know, you never know, especially when you go looking for a song or for inspiration, you rarely find it. It usually is, when you're not expecting it. But by the time I left Memphis, after I went to hear Al Green sing at his church, and I really did meet a gospel singer named Muriel, and sang with her through the night at this little place called the Hollywood, when I came back home, I actually before that, the minute I left there, I knew I had a song in me about what I felt. And in the end, I just wrote a song not only about Memphis, but basically that song is about the power of music to heal you and to transform you. And I'm just thrilled and honored that it seems to have stood the test of time. And when I hear it on the radio, it still sounds good to me. And that's something I'm really proud of.
Yeah, we absolutely agree. We've been playing it here on our new station, and it brings back a lot of memories for us, too. It's still a classic.
I think so. I mean, I think that's what it is now. You know, a lot of people have recorded it. That's sort of one of the tests, too. It's been covered a lot. I've seen amazing versions of it on YouTube. Other artists that I love doing it live, even if they don't record it. So it's really, it's resonated for a long, long time, and I'm really proud.
Yeah. Do you ever get tired of playing it live? I mean, 25 years is a long time for one song.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I've taken long breaks from the road over the years, so it's not like I've been playing it every 25 years. But I have to say, I still love playing it. I mean, it was at the very beginning when I had to play it maybe every day, sometimes once in the morning at a radio station, then once in the afternoon for the record company, and then at my own show. You know, at three times a day for months. That was too much.
Right.
Once a night in the middle of the show, it always feels great, and it's just has a nice place in the set, and my band is great at playing it. We sort of have changed it up a little bit from time to time, so it still feels great to play it.
Hey, and everybody enjoys hearing it, I know. Literally, you cannot go to a piano bar without it. At some point in the night, hearing Walking in Memphis. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been around and maybe people didn't really realize, hey, Mark Cohen's here in the room, and you heard them perform Walking in Memphis, and you're like, wow, hey, great job.
Many times. It's a great feeling. I mean, sometimes it happens. I prefer it when it happens when people don't know I'm there. Sometimes it happens when people do know I'm there.
Right.
Right.
So I'm sort of forced to, you know, pay attention and give them give them props.
Right.
I like to be a little more anonymous, but yes, it's an incredible thing. I mean, sometimes people kill it, you know, and I congratulate them. Sometimes, a couple of times I've gone up and sung it with them, and that's fun too.
And, you know, there are so many other great songs. For instance, the song Dig Down Deep. My dad performed that at his wedding.
Like, wow, how cool. I love that.
Yeah, and I did... Oh, no, I did Dig Down Deep, and he did True Companion at his wedding. So, yeah, it was, like I said, you've been a big influence in my life personally, Mark, and I thank you for that.
That's great. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
So we've got the brand new album and in celebration of the 25th anniversary. And tell us, you know, you've been out on tour, and you're doing something kind of unique during the performances. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm basically doing a tour now with a full band in select cities where I'm playing the first record in sequence from start to finish. And I even have a visual part of the show as well where I show the people that the songs are about. And I tell stories about how the songs were written or what inspired the songs, where they were written sometimes, why they were written. So it's kind of the show is sort of a cross between a singer-songwriter show, and I hesitate to say it, but it's dramatic enough to say it borrows a little bit from Broadway, that I'm, you know, trying to tell a narrative about the making of a record.
Was that hard for you to be that open and really expose yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
looking back on it, you know, there were some nights where it was kind of rough because there are some very personal things on that record. The second track is called Ghost Train. It's not to get morbid, but it's really about the day my mom died when I was a little kid. I was 2 years old. Playing Silver Thunderbird about my dad brings up a lot of stuff, and there's pictures of them up on the big screen. So
yeah, that's got to bring
some
emotion.
I'll turn around and I'll see these images from my past. And, you know, it takes some effort to just stay in the center of it and realize I'm here to do this for the audience. I've got to get into it, but I can't get so into it that I can't perform. So, yeah, it's a very personal thing, and some nights are kind of difficult. But I think that's moving for the audience. You know, I think the worst thing you could sense in a performer is that he's not connected to what he's doing. And in this show, I'm very connected.
Absolutely. And you're going to be playing here in Michigan, my absolute all-time favorite venue, the Arc in Ann Arbor.
Yes, one of my favorites, too. I mean, I've just done a bunch of interviews because I think they recently had their 50th anniversary.
They did, yeah. And, they did just have a big, yep.
Yeah, and it's one of my favorite places. So, yes, we're coming to do that show that I just talked about, the first record start to finish at the Arc on September 28th and September 30th. I think tickets are already on sale. So,
I am going to jump on that because I've never seen you perform live, but I would love to see you perform live, Mark.
Please, please come, man. We'd love to have you.
Mark Cohn, Grammy Award winner, a big inspiration for Will over here. And congratulations on all your continued success after 25 years. What an amazing career you've had. And thank you so much for talking to us today. We appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your interest. Thanks, guys.